This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Summer is supposed to be relaxing, right? But if you're anything like me, sometimes it feels like the exact opposite. Between work, family, travel, kids' schedules, and trying to keep up with everything else life throws at you, it's easy to spend the whole summer surviving instead of actually enjoying it. I know for me, one of the biggest challenges is making time for myself. There's always another story to write, another podcast to record, another event to cover. Before you know it, the calendar is full and you've never really slowed down. That's one reason therapy can be so valuable. It can help you better understand your needs, set boundaries, and build a version of summer that actually feels good instead of one that leaves you exhausted. BetterHelp has more than 30,000 licensed therapists and has served more than 6 million people worldwide. A short questionnaire helps match you with a therapist based on your needs and preferences. And if you don't feel like it's the right fit, you can switch to another therapist at any time. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/TOC. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/TOC. Hello, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me, the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Brad Logan is live from Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, also one of our many proud sponsors, and we're thankful to them. You can go and get your new next car, truck, or Jeep over there at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, online at allensamuelsoxford.com. Call them at 662-234-8000. And that lovely lady right there on the right side of your screen, that's Miss Tracy Ivy Muhammad. How you doing, Miss Tracy?
I am doing well. Look, I woke up on the right side of the dirt this morning, so that's half the battle.
That's it. That's right. And I was, but Miss Tracy texted me yesterday on Mother's Day, which, thank you. You're always thoughtful. And I didn't get back to you this morning, but it's kind of perfect. It's like a God thing, because this morning, as I wake up and get going, and what Brad wakes up and gets going, Ole Miss fans wake up and get going. What do they see today? What do they see? They see nothing but a absurd Vanity Fair article by one Lane Kiffin, who comes out and says essentially that Ole Miss or LSU is better than Ole Miss because Ole Miss is racist. He invokes the Confederate flag stuff, Colonel Rebel, mentions segregation. He said, hey, coach, we really like you, in a conversation that you can tell is obviously sincere. My grandparents aren't letting me move to Oxford, Mississippi. That doesn't come up when you say Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Parents were sitting here this weekend saying the campus's diversity feels so great. It feels like there's no segregation. It's Tracy, I'm trying to be a good Christian man this morning, but Lane is testing me this morning. Your experience with Jared, who had an all-league caliber career, just won the Super Bowl with Seattle, and the Seahawks is an undrafted free agent. It was amazing. I talked to him. I could tell my guy had a good time. Before we deep dive really into all this, first and foremost, how are you and your family? How's Jared? And what was your experience like at Ole Miss?
Jared's doing well. He accidentally called me on Saturday thinking it was Mother's Day. And he was like, oh, I thought today was, but he did call me again yesterday and said Happy Mother's Day again. But he's doing well. He's doing well. I'm hoping to go see him this summer in July. And I told him I want to do all the touristy things. I want to catch the fish. I want to go to the noodle, the needle. And he said, well, Mom, would you go indoor skydiving? I said, absolutely. So that's on the list. He's got a,
because that sounds amazing.
Come on now. You already know. It's going to be posted. It's going to be posted. But as far as my experience with Ole Miss, so when Jared decided to go in the portal, when Ole Miss was the front runner, he says, I'm going to Ole Miss. Did I have concerns? It was Mississippi. Of course, I'd be lying if I said I didn't. It was the South. We've lived in the South. But he made that decision for himself. And this is before, this is right in the beginning of NIL, so that really wasn't a factor. He just wanted to play in the SEC because he decided he wanted to go to the next level. I've had a great experience at Ole Miss. You know, I have my peeps when I was there. Everybody was lovely. And I think I told you the story. I think it was maybe 2 months him being there that summer of 2022. And I talked to him, and after I got off the phone with him, I just felt like God came over me and said, Tracy, he's fine, because I know who I raised. And I just had a piece about it. And, you know, I was coming up there basically every weekend for the next 3 years. I only met Lane at one time in 2022 for the initial, you know, interview and all that stuff. We sat down one time. He's never reached out, you know, and I know there's a lot of players and in college and in NFL, they're always recruiting and I get it. But, you know, I mean, I understand. I mean, I didn't read the whole article, so I'm not going to comment on the article because I didn't read it. However, let's be honest. Both states, as far as voting rights, civil rights, Mississippi and Louisiana have a lot of work to do. You know, I actually just voted today and, you know, people died for my right to vote. So, you know, everybody needs to do their civic duty. You know, I'll just leave it at that. But my experience at Ole Miss was lovely. I miss my peeps at Ole Miss. I'm looking forward to trying to get to at least one game, maybe the LSU game I'm trying to get to. So I got to see who I'm staying with because somebody going to put me up. I'm just letting you know that right now. Okay. And then I'll figure out tickets and all that stuff. But, you know, I miss my Ole Miss peeps. And they've been so supportive of Jared going to the next level. You know, I read the comments, I see the support, and I appreciate the support. You know, Jared's not a social media person, but he sees the comments, he feels the support, and I love y'all.
Well, one thing that I noticed, and you brought it up, like the history of both of these places, that they are what they are. Like the term Louisiana Tigers, Renette was based off the renowned fierce Confederate infantry units from Louisiana during the Civil War. There are some problematic histories littered all across the South. What drives me absolutely insane is the narrative that somehow Ole Miss isn't or is still stuck in a past that doesn't exist for them anymore, that Ole Miss hasn't taken real tangible steps to move forward, eliminating so much that was regressive and backwards. And more than that, it's just not the experience, including with you and Jared, that I have seen from talking to parents and players. And unlike Lane, you know, you and I talked more than once. We talk pretty regularly still to this day, still texting. She's texting me on Mother's Day because, you know, for me, y'all are part of the community, the Ole Miss community, and there's real love there. And while there's no denying the problematic history, not just with Ole Miss, but at LSU, I told you this off the phone. Y'all want to talk about Mississippi? Where's that energy for Alabama? Don't get me started on all this, Mr. I'm trying to be a good Christian man and I ain't getting emotional today. But it's a long way of saying Ole Miss has put forth so much effort, and you've seen it with the explosion of how far Ole Miss has come to remove itself. You're not going to run from your past. Your past is your past. But what you can do is evolve and become something greater. And that's what Ole Miss has aimed to do. And to see guys like Javon Patterson, Dante Moncrief, DK Metcalf coming back. He wouldn't come back for Lane. That doesn't reek of a place that is separate, that wants to keep people separate, divide, division. No, this is a different place and not in any way well represented in the lies I think that Lane told. And he knew what he was doing, invoking such language as segregation. This is Lane Kiffin talking about how special
an amazing experience it. The people of Oxford, and then when you lose your parents and you see how they are and how they help take care of them towards the end, or how much they really cared about them, it opened my eyes to a totally different way. It's basically I went to Oxford, had this view, then I got kids there, so then I had a different view as a parent there, and how awesome the community is to raise your kids in and to have them go to college and high school around these families and we take care of it. Then you see your parents at the end and lose your parents, one kind of expected, one unexpected, and to see how the community is around that. I owe so much to Oxford and the people there.
The gaslighting. Because he's speaking a very familiar refrain, Ms. Tracy, one that you had reservations with Jared coming to Ole Miss. And then when you get here and the reality faces up against the past and the problematic nature that it is, which is admittedly something everyone can point to, where was that energy now? Because for me, just like when he approached me on the Egg Bowl, at the end of the Egg Bowl, after we've been talking on the field for 5 minutes, it seems awfully performative in a way for Lane to do what he's always done, deflect blame. And y'all can correct me and y'all can stop me when I start speaking lies, all right? a way for a guy who always plays victim and couldn't play the victim on his way out, saying, look, this guy called me a hoe. Look, they didn't support me, even though they were setting records every single week, including for Jared. And it was the 2024 team that was historically good, and Lane screwed it up. Where is that energy now? Because it doesn't stack up then to what he's saying now that he's got a different logo in his helmet, Miss Tracy.
I mean, this is the beginning of a new season, and I can't say what's going on in his head. I agree with everything he said in that video. I met Mr. Monty, fell in love with him during the visit, you know. Actually probably seen him maybe a couple times when I would go up there, and even Jared has fond memories of him. I mean, I think it's a little sad, but if that's his reality, it seems like it's changed a little bit.
What could have done that? What could have led to that?
You know.
Oh, no, Miss Tracy, it's the consequences of my actions. I'm sorry.
You know, life lives. But again, I didn't have that experience. Everywhere I went, everybody was so lovely. They didn't even know I was Jared's mom. And they didn't need to know I was Jared's mom, because that shouldn't be a reason why you treat somebody well. You know, they just treated me well, you know, and maybe they found out afterwards, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, I'm Jared's mom. But, you know, even sitting at the and he was trying to teach me how to use chopsticks at the sushi restaurant, lady came up and, you know, had a 5-minute conversation, you know, and she couldn't believe I was mom. I was like, stop. But it was like that all the time, though. It was like that all the time. It would be like double take if we walked, you know, together. But even when we were just me and my sister, or me and my sister-in-law, just, you know, hanging out in Oxford and just going to Kroger, because I spent a lot of time in Kroger and I spent a lot of time at Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, that's the unfortunate reality of the South, is really all the time you got to spend at Walmart and Kroger, to be honest.
Well, and mind you, Oxford reminded me of Swanee, where we live, you know? So, you know, I felt at home there, you know? I felt, you know, when I got to where I knew the roundabouts and I knew I needed to stay on the outside, I knew I was home. I was like, you got to stay on the outside because you're about to take this first exit. But, you know, it's Lane, you know, and, you know, God bless him, you know, he's doing what Lane does. And, you know, we got to start the conversation, you know, now in the summer, you know, building up, you know, to the season. So I mean, I get it. Do I agree with it? No. No, I don't agree with it. But, you know, I get it. Because you're always recruiting. You're always recruiting. I'll just leave it at that.
She's Miss Tracy Ivy Muhammad, kind enough to join us here on the Talk of Champions. I am Brad Logan inside the Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram mobile studio today. Ben Garrett back in the Riverland Roofing studio, back in the studio. Miss Tracy, I see you're slid over for folks watching on YouTube to the left, and behind you is an incredible picture of Jared Ivy. I really just want to ask you, obviously the moments that Jared spent in Oxford were very special to him. You've talked about how special they were to you. I think at the end of the day, can you just encapsulate some people at Ole Miss that made some long-lasting impacts on your life and Jared's life, specifically maybe coaches or athletic department officials who made big impacts in your life over the last couple of years in Oxford?
Of course, Tremisha and, you know, why is the last
Randall
name?
The Joiners,
you know, I text them all the, you know, I text her all the time with the new baby, the big geese family. I, you know, text Allison and, you know, JG's grandmother for Mother's Day. They text me back, you know, we established, you know, friendships just like, TJ, you know, her son, left and went to,
LSU, TJ Daugherty.
Not Daugherty, the other one. Her name's TJ. Her son, we met at the Super Bowl. We met at the Super Bowl because her oldest son plays for the Patriots, and her son transferred to FSU. Can't remember the last name right now because, you know, menopause. But I've got the Washingtons, Trey Washington's mom. They live here in Atlanta now. I'm going to their house Saturday for a barbecue. So I, you know, establish friendships. I think long life friendships, you know, through coming from Oxford that I'm going to have for a lifetime. So, you know, I could never, ever badmouth. Jared got his degree there, you know, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful of the growth he had as a football player and as a person while he was there. So I love Oxford. I love Oxford. If it wasn't 5 hours away, I'd probably come a little bit more. But after, you know, it was a transition for me, y'all. After football season and he graduated, I went through a little depression because I was so used to getting in the car and seeing my peeps, you know. I don't think he understood that, you know, it was a transition for me because I was home on the weekends. I was looking at my husband like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, I was going. And then it just got so still, you know. So, you know, a little piece of my heart's always going to be in Oxford. I'm looking forward to coming back sometime this fall. Definitely to catch a game. Definitely see my peeps and have a cocktail with Maria. What's my Maria Tree people who does my pregame.
He's picking at scabs and he knows what he's doing. I find it remarkably telling because I knew that Lane had only talked to you one time. You know, it's not like you told me that the first time, but like I remember going in when Jared and I were doing the Ivy League and we were going to interview Lane, and Jared, I'd never seen him this way. Nervous, acting like he didn't know how he's feeling about it. You know, he's like, Ben, are we sure we're going to do this? Because his relationship with Lane was not much either. He told me straight up, I don't think he care if I say it at this point. I mean, the man's won a Super Bowl and Lane's an LSU Tiger. He looked at me, he was like, I don't know this guy. Y'all came in and you went, okay, I'm letting my son make his decision. And guess what? He had a great experience. The only bad experience is when Lane shit the bed against Kentucky.
Well, yeah, and just know that that discussion with me and Jared about Mississippi was just between me and Jared. That wasn't brought up with any coaching staff or anything like that. That was just a mother and son conversation of my concerns, you know? So I don't know who he's quoting on that, but that wasn't a conversation that we ever had. It's pretty generic, you know, and I'm sure he's a lovely man. He was a lovely man to me, but
well, you did have an all ACC defensive end. He was trying to come get to go to the school too. You know, I mean, that's
Tracy. First of all, once again, this is all I have remaining. But thank you for jumping on with us. And let me say this: there are a lot of factual inaccuracies in that story. First thing that needs to be pointed out: in 1983, the university completely banned the Confederate flag. I mean, it was 42 years ago and had no business in the university, and it hasn't been there since. And one thing that I will say to you and to other people of color that have come to University of Mississippi and understood that that things were wrong in the past, but all we can do is learn and we can move forward. And Cinquez Golson said it best. M Club Hall of Fame member says, don't take a visit or you'll probably commit and never look back. And by the way, you may be a Hall of Famer, and that may be somewhere Jared is one day. And if there's a Hall of Fame for fans, I think you and your family should be inducted into that. But I do hope that people of color understand and they are open to the fact that Mississippi has its warts, but has done its best to move forward. And there are a lot of loving people in Mississippi, a lot of people with open arms that understand its past, but understand that there is a path forward. And we worked really, really hard, Tracy, to do our best to move forward. And when you see things like that printed, when you see things like that, that have basically taken a bat and put it to people like mine and Ben's forehead and have crushed us, that's what hurts, because all of that work that we've moved forward, it feels like we're being knocked back down. So I just want to say thank you for joining us, and thank you for being a vibrant part of Ole Miss. And we're so thankful you're in the Ole Miss family. But things have changed, and we just want people to understand that. And we appreciate you.
Well, I want y'all to feel what you have to feel, but don't sit in it too long. I want the next generation of student athletes, if they feel led, you know, speak more about it. Speak more about voting rights and civil rights on campus. And they need to feel comfortable being able to talk about those things, because, again, they're not just football players. You know, so that was the one thing I did like about Jared's podcast, because we got to know, you know, about the players on the team, because they're, you know, they're complete people, you know, and they just don't play football. So, you know, if they want to use their voices for civic you know, minded things on campus. They should be able to feel comfortable doing it and don't feel like there's going to be repercussions of it, you know? So I appreciate my time at Ole Miss. You know, most Southern states have a lot of, still have a lot of work to do when it comes to voting rights and civil rights. Again, I miss y'all. I love y'all. Y'all will see me sometime in the fall. If y'all are free for dinner, let me know.
Hey, I'll look, you know. You said you need somewhere to crash. I've got places for you to crash. You ain't got to worry about all that, all right? You just keep all that Ole Miss stuff I see in the background posted up.
Look, that's this is my office. So, you know, this is a part of the history. This was a chapter. So I'm not going to pretend the chapter never happened because we have to go back. Just like in history, you got to go back so we be able to move forward, you know, and you know, appreciate the time, appreciate the victories. I reposted, you know, the strip sack from Kentucky from 2022 when I was on a plane going to Jamaica and was listening to the game and was like, wow, I wish I could have been there, but just seeing the fans and, you know, reading the comments again, you know, that makes my heart warm, you know, because people appreciate, you know, what he did for the university, how he played and how he represented himself and the family.
Well, still my very favorite Ivy League of all time, and I'll let you go with this, was when I did it Mother's Day, Jared and Miss Tracy, and I got to go, like you mentioned Freaknik, and I got to go pull up some old clips, boy. Outcast with it. I was like, Miss Trey, and dude, I'll know, like, that's still to this day my favorite Ivy League. You laughing and texting me, going, oh my gosh, you found clips of Freaknik in Atlanta.
You did. However, and look, Freaknik is why I moved to Atlanta. So I went to Freaknik 92. And moved to Atlanta in 93. So if I didn't go to Freaknik, then I wouldn't have met my late husband, and Jared and Garrison wouldn't be here. So, you know, but I did tell Jared he would not see me in any clips of Freaknik because, you know, I kept it classy.
That's right. She's classy like that's that. Right. She's Miss Tracy Ivy Muhammad, mother to Jared Ivy, who had a great 3-year career at Ole Miss. Just won a Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks. I love you to death. I'm thankful for you, and I'll see you soon, Miss Tracy.
Thanks for jumping on with us.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all.
That's Miss Tracy Ivy Muhammad. I absolutely adore her. I think the world of her. And if you listen to her, especially in comparison to what you heard from Lane Kiffin today, what are you going to learn, Brad? That for most everybody else, that wasn't the experience. And it just seems like more self-filating from Lane and just saying whatever he can say to play the victim. That's Lane.
It's really unfortunate because of what I told Tracy is the state of Mississippi, and in many ways Ole Miss has gone above and beyond to try to do their best to move forward from things that happened in the past. And rather than applaud that like Lane did last year at SEC Media Days, he immediately turns it around and tries to use it in his favor. I think it's a bit disingenuous to try to go outside the bounds of football and trying to dip into social issues to try to manufacture victimhood, if you will. It's really, really disappointing to see that come out today. There were obviously factual inadequacies in the article itself. You know, among other things, I'll allow people to go and judge for themselves. But it's a situation to where this just adds more fuel to the fire. And September 19th just became even more bigger, if you will, for Ole Miss when LSU comes to town.
Of course, on Twitter, I got LSU fans filling up the comments, talking about all talking tough and this like this. Let me put it to you very simply, guys. Lane Kiffin is the most non-threatening person to ever exist. Yeah, he confronted me with a pair of highway patrolmen, including one named James, who kept putting his hands on me. I don't really care. It ain't like that because it was never threatening to me. Never felt like that for 5 minutes. I don't care what y'all judgments y'all derive, LSU fans, from a clip after a longer conversation. And did you notice the clip in the press conference when now we obviously know he's lying through his teeth?
Hey, has there been some frustration over the last couple of weeks? I saw you post game, there was an incident right before you went into the locker room, and it just seemed like you were a little bit upset. Maybe about some things that have come out over the last couple of weeks, or how things have gone the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think, you know, I understand your guys' job, and I think things are fair. You know, like I say, when questions come, those are fair questions. Maybe I can answer them. Maybe I don't see them the same. you know, but when you call someone a hoe, you know, that's a different level of stuff, you know. Can't make hoes into housewives, you know, or something like that. That's about as bush league as stealing Trinidad's jersey like Mississippi State did last night. You know, luckily we had another one, but so I ain't got any respect for that.
I don't either, but that wasn't the comment. The comment was, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife hoe, so don't act right. It's not calling you a hoe, it's about commitment. And that's what really the question is. You wanted the commitment from people were asking about where you're committed to, and you're still not doing so. So you don't think there's anything wrong with getting upset about something so innocuous as that, paying attention after a win, especially in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, let's move on to that. Next question.
Lane, what's the most...
I don't know you. When I confronted him about it, and I've covered him for 6 years, we still talk, he still texts, it's all fine. It's almost as if nothing he says is genuine. Because when
you
come out
in his office, by the way,
yeah, I've been in office. I was the only one that went to his office. He got because he was asking me about Ulysses Bentley. Which, if you really want to go get into the weeds about this stuff, you don't want to go about Ulysses Bentley. What happened against Kentucky? How about the private yacht that she rented after the Outback Bowl? I'm not going to get too deep into the weeds, but if this is the fire in which he wants to fight, and if y'all want to play that, explain to me where you can point to Lane being a genuine version of himself. You can't, because he has nothing. Everything is surface level. Y'all want it to be deeper than it is. This man only cares about himself, and he only ever has. That's what the Egg Bowl was. That's what this was today. This is the stuff that pisses me off, Brad. This is the stuff. Just go be the head coach at LSU. Just go be that. He can't.
To me, it all comes back to, you know, regardless of anything that's being going on, it's being said. To me, it's just disappointing and it's disingenuous when you start bringing race into a football rivalry, or if you're trying to somehow galvanize your fan base into some type of victimhood, or anything that magnifies you as a head coach at a particular spot. I don't know if there's any, you know, reason that maybe the Vanity Fair article came after the Trinidad Chambliss article. I don't know if any of that's true. If it's closeness related, what I do know is that, you know, Lane elected to bring race into a college football rivalry and elected to be disingenuous. And I really feel like it, in many ways, it tarnishes what Mississippians have fought so hard to fight through over all these years. Because, I mean, you know, we heard Miss Tracy, and she was very open about the fact that every state in the South has warts. I mean, Mississippi is among those states. But when you start spotlighting Mississippi and you start making comments like he made, which we rebutted with Miss Tracy a little bit ago, which I rebutted with Regina Eccles 3 years ago, which Cinquez Golson rebutted during his M Club Hall of Fame speech. And those are just a couple of instances to where we have personally seen that not be the case in regards to what Lane is talking about. I think that just says volumes about that you have a sitting head coach that's not necessarily worried about X's and O's, but yet worried about dragging his former school multiple times. And now he's elected to play the race card. I think it's very disingenuous and it's very disappointing as a Mississippian. I think Mississippians that support Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Delta State, Mississippi Valley, insert school here, our junior college system, I think every Mississippian should be disappointed about what was said today. Here's Cinquez Golson about what he thought about being an Ole Miss
rep. Like, I don't even need my family because I feel like everybody here is family. And there's a family. I mean, if you don't want to go to Ole Miss, then don't take a visit.
One of the best to ever do it, four-star defensive back Cinquez Golson, was a fantastic football player here, a man of color, and came and had an incredible career. And he proved that Mississippi, specifically Ole Miss in this case, has taken gigantic steps forward from its very, very checkered past. And I'm grateful that this Cinquez said what he did. Here's what Regina Eccles had to say, mom of William Eccles.
She's there, she said, "Mama, it just feel like home. I don't worry about her. I mean, she's safe. She's good. She know everybody on campus. Everybody been good to her. And so it just felt right to be at home, you know. And when we went and started visiting, because I didn't go when she went like that. She's just, you know, academic. But I've been going so much. Everybody has treated us so nice. Never changed up. What they said day one is still today. And so it just was home.
We just heard from Miss Regina Eccles, and that is a conversation I had with her 3 years ago at Houston High School. That is when William committed to Ole Miss, and that is, I had a chance to visit with him, and he talked about how he used the words home, and that was with Miss Regina talked about her daughter was already a student at Ole Miss. So some really great content today about people of color talking about the opportunity to come to Ole Miss. We hear the words home, we hear the words family, and this is obviously in completely opposite of what we heard from Lane Kiffin in the Vanity Fair article that dropped earlier today.
What this comes down to, you wanted to coach in the playoffs. Ole Miss said no. You're becoming the head coach at an SEC rival. It'll be open. The portal will be wide open. You can take whoever you want. You can't tell me if they let him stay that Trinidad Chambliss and or Kewon Lacy, one or both, wouldn't be an LSU Tiger because they would have been another month in the building with them. Lane wanted his cake and to eat it too. And because the spoiled Regina George of SEC head coaches, Kiff Dashian himself, couldn't take that very reasonable fact, he has decided to go as far the other way as humanly possible. Because it's not about anyone else. It's never about the we. It's always about the me with Lane Kiffin. The only time he ever publicly stumped for Ole Miss was when he was appealing to get a disappointing 2024 team because of his own stuff. He wanted to get them in when they didn't deserve it. Everyone knew they didn't deserve it, but he got Ole Miss fans to say, yeah, bro, put us in. That's the only time he ever publicly vouched. He didn't do it in 2025 when they were on the way. He didn't try to get Trinidad and Kewon because it's not about them. It's about service to Lane. He knew exactly what he was doing invoking the words he invoked today with this Vanity Fair article. And it just shows me that what I said long ago is true. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
That's where we're at. I am live on location in our remote studio at Allen Samuels Chrysler's Dodge Jeep and Ram here in Oxford, right up the road from Kroger on the left. And do us a favor. When you walk in here very soon, just find the nearest salesperson and say, I want the Talk of Champions deal. And I promise you, between Brian, Mason, and the entire crew here at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, you're going to drive away here in one of the best vehicles you've ever had. I personally have driven that Jeep Grand Cherokee out those doors. It's the greatest vehicle I've ever had. So very thankful for Brian, Mason, the entire team here at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram here live on location in our remote studio. Ben, you're, of course, back home in the Riverland Roofing Studio, so I know you're excited about that, and we appreciate all of you joining us today. Specifically, thank you very much to Tracy Lyles Muhammad for joining us here today.
Miss Tracy's awesome. Let's hear from our sponsors. They're awesome, too. This is Talk of Champions.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Ole Miss fans, a quick timeout, because I've actually been using Underdog during these NBA playoffs, and I'm not kidding. It's kind of become part of my nightly routine. I'm already sitting there watching games, flipping around, keeping up with everything, so now I'll jump on Underdog and make a couple of picks. It's easy. You're just picking higher or lower on player stats. Points, rebounds, assists, whatever you feel good about. Like this week, I'm riding a couple of playoff scores I trust for higher on points, maybe grabbing a big for rebounds. Nothing crazy, just going with what I'm already seeing, and that's what I like about it. Underdog doesn't feel forced. It just fits into what I'm already doing. So download the Underdog app today. Use my promo code CHAMPIONS for Talk of Champions to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. And present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Ole Miss fans, look, I know we're all locked in on the Rebels.
Spring football just ended, the portal, recruiting, all of that. But when the NBA playoffs hit, I've got a game on somewhere. And the best way to get in on all the action is by playing on Underdog Fantasy. In my experience, it works because it doesn't take a ton of time. You just pick higher or lower on stats, and you're in. I usually keep it simple. Star guys. LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, whoever's on. No overthinking it, no spreadsheets, just something to make the games a little more interesting. While I'm half watching, half working, I'll throw together a couple of picks while I'm also refreshing recruiting updates, just like the rest of y'all. So join me. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS for Talk of Champions. CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code CHAMPIONS. Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. And present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783 or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
If you listen to Talk of Champions, chances are you're already the person in the group chat arguing about matchups, statistics, and who's going to have a big game. That's one reason I've enjoyed Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy lets you take those options and build pick'em entries around the players and teams you're already following. Whether it's football season, basketball season, or baseball season, I find myself checking projections, looking at matchups, and seeing how my picks stack up throughout the night. It's simple, it's fun, and it gives you another reason to stay locked into the games you're already watching. Lately, I've been spending some time digging through player projections and building entries around matchups I feel strongly about. If you're already following sports every day, it's a fun way to put that knowledge to the test. And right now, Underdog Fantasy has its Steal the Pot promotion going on. There's $1 million sitting in the pot for players who correctly identify the steals leader in the NBA Finals. The more final games you back that player, the bigger your potential share. So download the Underdog Fantasy app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Again, that's promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. It's Underdog Fantasy. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783 or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Hey, Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends.
I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Start my weekend
your day on the Network for Connected Living. There's more to see. C-Spire. Customer inspired.
Our thanks to C-Spire, to Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, to who else?
Man, I'm trying.
We have Game Day Haircuts and the Hearn Law Firm, and of course Riverland Roofing. By the way, Brian just walked by the sales, not sales manager. He's the president of whatever. I don't know what he is, but he's the guy that makes things happen here at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And he said, "Come by and see him and give that Talk of Champions deal." So come by and tell him you heard him about it with Brad and Ben here on the Talk of Champions. But yeah, Game Day Haircut, Hearn Law Firm, our good friends here at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Riverland Roofing, C Spire, a cast of thousands. We appreciate all of them here on the Talk of Champions.
I want to touch on a few things. First of all, baseball, winning the series against Texas A&M, huge. Need to go win two against Alabama and Tuscaloosa this weekend to potentially lock up a host. The Rebel rivalry is live for those that watched the live show from the Grove Collective tailgate on Saturday. Kyle Christensen, CEO of Thropic, was awesome, and you can join and play that for free to get the coolest prize package ever. That QR code is about to pop up on your screen. There it is right now. That is to go check out the Rebel Rivalry and to get and to become a part of it and to join it. And we'd love to have you at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of Vol. 3. Sign up today for $1. New members can try us out for 5 days, just $1. It's almost like Lane forgot his own staff members had to place their kids in private schools so that they had a safe community in Baton Rouge. It's like he forgot his own brother Chris was at Ole Miss in the 2010s. Packed out crowd. Robert Kimdichie, Laramie Tunsil slept on his couch. I don't remember these same things. It's kind of crazy to think about how Hugh Freeze signed three top 10 classes with such restrictions. It's almost like it's nonsense. It's almost like these are the musings of a forever victim that can't just look himself in the face and say, you know what? I could have left better. Go do your job at LSU. Stop lying on the name of Ole Miss just to make yourself feel better and to fulfill your own self-aggrandizing prophecy. Because here's the hard truth of it. You won a lot at Ole Miss, and yet all you have to your postseason resume is three CUSA championships. You don't have anything else. No playoff wins, no nothing. All you have is constant self-promotion, and you have found a desperate enough fan base with LARPing cult members to lap up everything you say until it goes the other way. Save this energy, LSU fan. Save this energy, Lane, for when things go sideways. If they do, maybe you do everything you say you're going to do. And this year you'll say, even though let's temper expectations, we're going to go win. You go win a championship. That's the only way for you to escape the allegations that you're a fraud, that you're nothing more than hot air. Paul Feinbaum said it best. It was even in the Vanity Fair article. It's hard to determine whether or not when you're talking to Lane Kiffin, it's genuine or a bunch of nonsense or just self-aggrandizing crap. That's the Lane Kiffin experience. Paul Feinbaum says, I met him 30 years ago, and I still don't know the answer to that question. I still text him. The guy that he used to try to say, play the victim after the Egg Bowl, who didn't care then, don't care now, I ain't sweating none of it. Bring your arrows and darts. I don't care. I'm just going to tell you what the truth is. You're a fraud. You're a fraud. And more than that, you're disingenuous. More than that, you're not a man who means what he says what he means. I can point out my flaws. This was a direct shot at the bow of those of us who cover Ole Miss for a living, for our ways of paying for our families. So he's threatening our livelihood. But even more than that, he's lying on family members. And he was accepted as one despite all of the things that are bad, all the things that he did wrong. Like when his first visit to the Manning Center and he's walking around with a member of the support staff that was a holdover, and he said, hey, where's the blowjob room? And he meant it. Don't play these games if you don't want fire to be fought with fire, because we're supposed to be above this. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. And what you're wanting us to do is react like this, and I'm giving you what you want. This is the last time I'm going to talk about this Lane crap. All this is gaslighting. It's insane. All Ole Miss fans are wanting you to do is say, thank you for the time. This is what I wanted to do now. And everyone go, okay. Instead, you got to say, oh, they're racist. I don't remember racism coming into play over your 6 years at Ole Miss. And if anything, you're walking to a place named after Confederate symbols and ideology too. All right, you want to play that? Really? And you're still living off the lie of victimhood. Chase Parham was right. The whole story is framed around a lie that you were chased down a backward county road People trying to run you off the road on your way to the airport, cussing you, giving you the finger. Nonsense. They gave you the finger at the airport as you got off on the tarmac, but no one chased you. It's already been refuted. It's in the police report. But you, LSU Lemmings, want to keep LARPing it up? Go for it. Me, I'm going to come on when it's necessary and say he's lying. He can keep lying all he wants. Say what you want to about me. I know my flaws and my warts to see. Heck no, because he has no self-awareness. All he has is victimhood. So that is it for the Lane Kiffin whatever. I'm done. This Tracy Ivey is the best. Ole Miss baseball got two over Texas A&M. Need two against at Alabama. Our thanks to all of our sponsors. Brad, take us out of here with some final thoughts.
Yeah, excited too. We may have some opportunities to be live from Tuscaloosa. So we're working through that, possibly live on Saturday prior to the game. Hopefully we're talking about a possible sweep. We know that Ole Miss needs to get to 16 wins to feel really good about itself. I think everybody that kind of covers the team has kind of circled that 16-win mark. So that means if Ole Miss could win two in Tuscaloosa, that would put itself in great position heading to the SEC tournament with NCAA regional hopes. Feeling pretty good about hosting in Swayze. Look, that Swayze Field was built to host regionals. So you're hoping if you're Ole Miss, you can win those two and host your regional. So looking to probably have a show on Saturday live from Sewell Thomas Field there in Tuscaloosa. So hoping to get that to you. And we'll also have more information about that series and also about the SEC tournament and NCAA regional play. Also thankful for all of our sponsors as I'm here in the Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram mobile studio today. As today you can come by and get that very special Talk of Champions deal. Just come see any member of the sales team and say, I want that Brad Logan and Ben Garrett special on the Talk of Champions, and they'll hook you up without question. The Hearn Law Firm, always grateful for Philip and his team. Game Day Haircuts, very grateful for their sponsorship. C Spire, they're a great, great partner here on the Talk of Champions. Also very grateful for Riverland Roofing and everything that they do. And it's been a very good show today, and we appreciate all of you joining us. Could not thank Miss Tracy Ivey Muhammad for joining us here today. It was a terrific show. Thank you, Tracy, for joining us. Look, what was said today was personal. What to say said today was disappointing, was disingenuous, and I'm grateful to have an opportunity to have her on, along with Miss Regina Eccles Lyles, along with Cinquez Golson, and many others that have disputed that was absolutely not true. And so grateful to be joined by Ben Garrett today to bring you that and to let you know we're not going to back down. We're not going to stop. We're going to move forward.
He's Brad Logan, at Brad Logan, COTE on Twitter. I'm at Spirit Ben, the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and Fleet of On 3. This QR code for now is just for the Rebel rivalry. For the next 10 seconds as I talk, scan it and play in that game for the best Ole Miss prize package I've ever seen. That's the Rebel rivalry in partnership with Thropic and the Link U. We'd love to see all of y'all play. A bunch of you have already signed up. You can play for free. But if you don't, man, you're going to be missing out. I'm telling you, go check that out, because I was floored by how cool it actually is. And then the Ole Miss Spirit, the QR code's now switched up. It's the Ole Miss Spirit, my website. It's both me and Brad and Zach, Chuck, Jake, Sudo. Man, we're all at the Ole Miss Spirit all the time. OMSpirit.com, Philip on 3. We'd love you for you to try us out for a dollar. The low price of a dollar for 5 days. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it. We'll do it again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Brad and I from 9 to 10. Mike Clement, Ole Miss baseball hitting coach, at 9:30. Come join us. It is Talk of Champions. See you, buddy.
Bye bye. See you, everybody.